The sockeye run to the Togiak River is the smallest of the counted sockeye runs in Bristol Bay, but the run still supports a significant commercial fishery. The forecast for this year is 720,000 sockeye. Last year's actual counted run, including harvest, was 602,000. Fishing time is allocated in the Togiak District under a set weekly schedule, and Tim Sands says the goal is to not deviate too much from that schedule. Sands is the ADF&G area management biologist for the Togiak District.
We don't like to deviate from that if there's no real reason to. So I think that's the main take-home message, is that besides the restrictions for king conservation, we'll stick as much as we can to the book schedule. And then if something comes up that makes it warranted to do something different, we'll do something different. But generally speaking, try and be hands off.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game counts the sockeye escapement to the Togiak River by using counting towers located near the headwaters of the river at Togiak Lake. Sands confirms the goal is to have the towers up and running this year on the 1st of July. Normally, the sockeye run to the Togiak River shows up a little later than the runs to the other rivers in the Bristol Bay region. One of the priorities of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is to protect the King Salmon Run to the Togiak River, and the department implements a 5.5-inch mesh restriction between June the 15th and July 15th. Sands says one of the best tools to protect kings took effect last year.
The new measure is a drift fishing line inside, so drift fishermen aren't allowed to go right into the mouth of the Togiak River as they have in the past. That was new last year. And what happens is some of the folks just have smaller skiffs, and instead of going out and targeting sockeye, they can just fish right in the narrowest point, the choke point, where they have the most chance of catching stuff, and especially kings, because they can, you know, with low water, they can really block off a lot of the creek there. There's a narrow channel, and the kings are right there.
Another way that Fish and Game can conserve king salmon to the Togiak River is to reduce the weekly fishing schedule during late June. In the 2014 Outlook for Commercial Fishing, the department confirms that they're anticipating another poor king run this year, which means that reductions in the weekly fishing schedule are anticipated this season. The Togiak District is different than the other districts in Bristol Bay in that commercial fishermen who fish in another district can't go fish in Togiak until July the 27th. That's to protect the harvesting opportunity for the local fleet. However, Sands says there was a lot of interest in the Togiak District last year from outside commercial fishermen, both before and after that July 27th date.
We know that there was several new buyers over there. I think at one point there was four or five buyers over there, which is usually there's two. So that was a big increase. It's restricted. You can't go over there until the 27th of July, unless you have an unfished permit. And there's more and more people that are figuring out where they can find an unfished permit and getting that and then taking it over there to fish early. So once things slow down on the west side or the rest of the bay, they can go find this unfished permit, jump over to Togiak, and start fishing again with that. And I mean, they're doing it, so it must be working out for them.
Anybody planning on fishing the Togiak District this year should note that dual permit fishing is not allowed in the district, and once a permit is fished in the district, that same permit cannot be fished in another district until July the 27th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.